check. Hey, good evening, everybody. Yeah. If you're looking for answers, a quality and pure solution, go turn around and run as quick as you can in the other direction. The lunatic is here to answer all your pertinent questions. With a flash of blonde hair and a heart filled with good intentions.
Everybody.
She's unqualified. Unqualified. She's unqualified. Unqualified. She's unqualified. 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 Fuck you, Sim. Fuck you, Sim.
Everybody, fuck you, Sim.
Fuck you, Sim.
Yeah, fuck you, Sim. Fuck you, Sim. Fuck you, Sim.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time live, my friends, Anna Faris and Sim Sark.
Talk now. No. Thank you all so much for being here.
Right,
I know you are. I've never seen
that?
You like this.
That was your thing? The whole fuck
yeah,
you,
fuck
Sim?
You, Sim.
Thank you for that. I wasn't expecting
that
but at all.
You know what fuck you, Sim really means.
What does it mean?
It really means I love you, Sim. Aww. Yeah. So you can say fuck you, Faris.
Fuck you, Faris.
But you can fuck say you. It with a little more love.
Fuck you, Faris.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you guys so much for being here. This is our first live show.
Yes.
We clearly have no idea what the fuck we're doing. But I just can't thank you all for being enough for being here. And I felt a lot of love coming in. And I've got some dear friends here. And I know that I have new friends here. And thank you. And I'm going to make an ass out of myself tonight.
We're both going to make asses out of ourselves.
Well, you, yeah.
Me especially. But here's the thing though. I just know that I love the fact that I don't have to do any of the heavy lifting. It's all you and Whitney. I can just sit here and do nothing and watch you guys.
I'm not sure why you think that.
By the way, we have some people here that flew in all the way from England just to see the show.
Yeah.
Where are they? Where are they? Can you raise your hands or stand up or something? Oh, there they are. Thank you so much.
And I also have my amazing, unbelievable co-star, Allison Janney. I don't want to embarrass her.
Where's Allison Janney?
But there she is.
There she is. She's nominated for an Emmy again. Sunday, she's going to win for like the 34th time.
She keeps me sane on a daily basis, and I just love her so much.
I love you.
Jambone. I know it. I wish it was more clever. That's my nickname for her, but it's not. We have an unbelievable guest. Oh, first of all, I would love to thank Josh.
Josh Ostrander. Mondo Cosmo.
Mondo Cosmo. He is unbelievably talented. Jason Bentley has been playing him every morning lately. And I'm so grateful that you're my friend. And you create such gorgeous music, and thank you so much for being here.
By the way, since Josh recorded the song, he just signed the deal with Republic Records, and his songs are playing all over the radio now. He's going to be the next big thing, so give it up for Josh Ostrander from Mondo Cosmo.
Mondo Cosmo and his glorious wife, Aria, is here someplace as well. I want to call out every single person in the audience.
Well, you guys know my girlfriend Amy, right?
Yeah.
Where's Amy? Amy, say hi.
Amy, the sweet woman who allows me to annoy her all the time. But also, we have an incredibly special guest.
Should we bring
tonight.
Her on right now?
Yes. And she's a woman who actually knows what she's doing on a live stage. Whitney Cummings! Yeah. She's wearing... Hey! Would you guys mind...
That was abrupt.
I know.
Wasn't ready.
But I was thinking... Would you guys all mind saying together, because, you know, I love the word pussy. Whitney, you have a hot pussy.
Okay.
Can we all say it together?
I don't do
no,
it.
No, it's a good welcome.
Please.
It's a good welcome. One, two, three. Whitney, you have a hot pussy.
So disgusting. It is hot. I'm sweating. It's actually
sweating. Wait, didn't something happen in the alleyway like maybe 5 minutes ago? I walked in on something that I shouldn't have.
I like the visual of the alleyway.
Why do you have to degrade it and have put it in the alleyway? I mean, it was actually classier than that.
It was in a bathroom, but I did get to see Whitney's full bare vagina.
Okay.
And then
you
I
signed
showed
up to
mine.
Do a fucking podcast. And we're in the back. I thought
it's your payment.
Hey, look. I was like, how much I could pay for this? She's like, I'm going to look at your pussy. I'm in. No, I thought this was an intimate moment between us. I did show Anna my vagina. It's the least I could do.
Smoking, guys.
Well, it's because it's like I feel like I'm in this in-between stage of lasering where I kind of feel like I've bought like 5 sessions.
You got it. Your money's worth.
Does look like I've gone through chemo. I mean, I am so cold all the time. Hairless. And so, yeah, we just kind of compared pubes. We just jumped right in.
I showed you mine.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Mental picture.
And you were kind.
I'm not a kind person. That was the truth. I would never lie to you. If someone has an ugly vagina, I would tell them to get a hat for it. And yours is a delight. And we all know that's true.
Go on.
I do not think Chris Pratt would put up with anything less.
Well,
I could have guessed that before seeing it.
He grew up in the mountain. I don't know, whatever. Well, we'll get into Chris's hair preference.
He grew up in the mountains.
Hair preference later.
The bar's low. I hear like a thing. Did I hear something crazy? Is that in my head? The voice is in my head? Okay, sorry.
Ding.
Yes.
It means you're funny, Whitney.
Yay, thank
Ding,
you.
Ding, you're funny.
I'm trying so hard. Yep. I love that I tried to dress up for Nerd Melt like an asshole. You all look like you just came from fucking Burning Man. Like everyone's dusty and just wearing jeans.
See, you don't need... We have to use notes.
Oh. What do you mean?
You don't need notes. You're just fucking funny.
No, I'm so desperate for attention that I just... You learn over time, you know.
What are some good notes for sort of audience ridicule? And do they like
just
it?
Just be a terrible person.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say you're doing a one woman show with a one woman audience.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, we're doing a thing. Okay, sorry. Hold on.
Oh, we're starting this now. Okay, here we go.
I'm sweating. Yeah.
Okay, so, but I want to be Hayes.
Oh my God, she's so talented. Okay, go.
No. I mean, you're doing a one-woman stand-up show.
Oh, we're doing...
And I'm just the one person in the audience. And I want you to haze me. I just want to know
what
to haze.
What does haze even mean? I'm
you know,
so
when you, like,
stupid
kinda,
and old.
You know, when you sort of, like... You
or mean? Throw
yeah.
shade?
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Shade.
I know the lingo.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. No, I'm old.
It's like modern,
word.
Like
shade
mocking.
Shade is the new word. I am ambassador 40. Okay.
Look, you have a child. You don't have time to learn this shit. I'm on Snapchat all day. I learn this stuff.
Your angel
I
heart.
Follow children. It's so embarrassing.
Oh, my God, Whitney! Yay! That's sweet shade. And you probably did me a lot of favors.
Look, I'm a giver.
Okay, so
I love the hat. I mean, just is it what? I like that you're doing that. Do you
see
have...
now? This is what I'm talking
no,
about.
No, it's not. I'm not trying to be mean. No, I don't. I guess I'm just Hi. Curious. Do you do it? Is there a fiasco underneath, or is it the look?
A fiasco. That
I used
is
to
not...
like swoop it down so you could see hair, but then I thought that was really bad.
But
so
do you have?
I'm just... I have hair under here.
So your head does not look like my vagina.
No.
I'm just thinking about getting one of those for down here. You just wear it for the style. I'm just
this
trying to understand.
This is hazing.
Yeah, I know.
This is it. Yeah,
I will not do this to you.
See, my...
I love your hat.
My genuine questions come off as insults. I'm just trying to understand. Because if I met a guy who wore a hat, I'd be like, oh, he's bald. Be cool. You know what I mean?
Hair.
You just don't like hair.
I don't want to deal with it. Yeah, yeah.
I respect
Greasy,
that.
Greasy, don't wash it. Yeah.
It's a power move. I like it.
Thanks.
I'm just trying to understand. This is a very hip place. And I'm just trying to understand the hipness. He doesn't wear a fucking hat. He doesn't give a shit. He hasn't had hair in 64 years. 61. Just kidding.
All right. Now, okay, wait.
Sorry, what's happening?
Okay, these are people that I love.
Everyone's like, fuck that podcast.
Okay, I want to start with something light. How many dudes have you fucked?
Jesus!
Oh God, I need to make a phone call.
I don't think I've had sex with that many people. Like, but
wait, that oh, was I, the, your cadence on that was so weird. Can I repeat it back
to
you?
Yeah.
I don't think I've had sex with that many people. Like, the emphasis on people.
I've had sex with lots of other things. I've had a lot of sex with, like, machines and, like, inanimate objects.
Do we get into animal? I don't know.
No, I don't. I am an animal lover. I don't know, but I was doing the math the other day, and what happens is when you get older, you start to just be like, oh, I sleep with, like three people a year. I'm not, like, a slut. And then you're like, oh, but I've been having sex for, like, 20 years. And you're like, oh, my God, that's, like, I can't even do math. I'm just, like, an ignorant slut. Literally, I can't do math, and I'm slutty. But I've
I
had
hate
a lot
it when
of...
you put yourself down like this, by the way. I do not like that.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I don't. But okay,
really?
But go on.
I
still want to get to the heart of
it. It's just, I don't like, what is it, like 30? 60? How dare you talk about 60. Me that way? How dare you hold up a mirror to my mistakes? Yeah, but I've been in, like, a couple relationships for, like, 3 years, so minus, like, 20. So, like, 40.
But do you think that, okay, first of all, because I, you know, listen.
First of all, congratulations. Thank you.
Yes. You've accomplished a lot in your life.
Very hard worker.
But do you think that, would you have a hard time with a man that judged you for the amount of people that you slept with? Because I think it's pretty rude.
I would never tell a man how many people I slept with.
Okay.
Well, so unless he's a listener of this fucking podcast.
Whoa. I'm your new dude.
Okay.
I'll be Sean.
Sean.
Yeah. Sean's great.
Sean White, specifically. That's my type. I just need a visual.
Babe?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, this is kind of like a weird question, but...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're really fucking good in bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I started thinking the other day, like...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, where does that come from? Like... How many dudes have you, like, boned, you know? I mean, I don't want to, like, you know, but how many?
Yeah. What? I can't hear you.
Babe, you know I've only been with three girls because I've been in a lot of long-term relationships.
Yeah.
What were you about to say there?
Sure. No, nothing. I'm just thinking about how good you are. It's no warning.
That's cool. I don't know.
I feel like we should talk about that.
I also found that the Valtrex in your bathroom. Yep. I don't know. Like, no judgment,
mine.
Babe. No judgment.
Yep.
Seriously, we all take vowel checks, but but just kind of wondering. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yep.
Like, am I going to run into a lot of dudes in L.A. that are like, oh, yeah, you know, I boned her.
Yeah. I mean, if you stay away from Saddle Ranch, you should be fine.
I love you. You're honest,
if you go to
babe.
Businesses with successful people, you'll run into no one I fucked.
All right. I still love you, babe. I love you.
Thank you.
I love you so much.
Appreciate
babe.
That.
Okay, so now we are going to go on to we will explore more of your sexuality later.
Thank you.
Oh, is this a new segment that we're going to introduce right now on the
do
live
you think?
Show? Let's do it.
How would you proceed?
Yeah, we've never done this before.
So on our podcast, we do a few different segments. You know, deal breakers. What else do we do? Oh, I love you guys.
Rapid fire.
I love the couple of woos out there. Yes. Oh, yes. We kind of stopped
that.
For a while.
I was annoyed. It's a podcast. You can't see
you
anything. No one goes online.
I remember Jason Mantzoukas bought like a painting or something.
Yes.
And I wanted to.
Thank you for listening.
No, I mean, look, I'm unemployed. And I got obsessed with the idea of asking Jason to borrow the painting to bring it to see if you would notice.
Oh, no way!
To see if you'd be like, that's a weird paint, or if you would like recognize it, but I was too lazy.
I love you. I would have been the same. Like, one of those things, like, yeah. I have a good idea, and then you never follow through.
I kind of want to do this giant prank where every guest brings the same painting. Like, forever.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so our new segment that we're sort of experimenting with is how would you proceed? Okay. A friend from high school who you haven't talked to in 15 years.
All of them.
Bethany Jameson.
Oh, it's funny. Okay.
Messages you on Facebook.
Hey, girl.
She tells you that she's in L.A. and wants to see you.
Ooh.
When you meet up at a wine bar, Vintage Enoteca on Sunset.
Oh.
Right next door, where we were pre-party.
Sim?
You're giving them a little
too
plug.
Too much information. She says, I have something that I really want to ask you.
Anything.
And I actually wouldn't mind recording your reaction to it. So she can put it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to be Bethany.
Okay.
Pretend I have a phone.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Samsung? That's the biggest phone I've ever seen.
Whitney Cummings.
Yeah.
Would you be my maid of honor?
Of course not. Check, please. I have this happen a lot. I have people that I haven't seen in so long ask me to be in their...
Wait a minute. Let me sweeten the deal.
Okay.
She's getting married
do
in
I get
Syracuse.
Do I get to fly somewhere? Oh, thank you.
You get to buy your own dress.
Oh, thank you so much, Bethany.
You get to give a speech.
You are too sweet. You're going to give me homework?
Okay, wait, no. I do want to hear, because I'm always fascinated about this sort of the bridesmaid stuff. Okay.
Does this happen to you a lot, where you just get asked to be in people's weddings you've never met?
And I'm not that popular. Nobody likes me, but sometimes, yeah, I
How
do.
How dare you? You have a bunch of people here that overpaid to watch you talk for 2 hours. What she's saying is she's available to be in your wedding, guys.
Any excuse for attention? But no. But you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Maid of honor
yep.
for somebody that maybe you don't know all that well.
Yes. Yes.
It's a little rough.
I literally look at wedding invitations at this point, like, just like as invoices. I mean,
so you won't do it.
It's like $3,000 to I'm paying $6,000 to go to fucking Syracuse.
You will not be Bethany Jameson's maid of honor.
No.
Okay.
I mean, no.
I was going to be Bethany.
Well,
bride of like from hell. And
I don't think I don't think I'm very good at it because I don't do well.
You're fucking terrible.
Look at me. I'm choking myself. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm having like such a weird reaction. I'm trying to kill
but
myself.
That's what I was getting. That's why I wanted to do a little improv where it's like right before the ceremony.
Oh, fuck. I fucked it up. Okay. I'm ready. Yeah. I said yes. I will be your maid of honor. Sure, girl. Yeah, girl. I'm going to go J. Crew and get my dress right now.
Okay.
J. Crew has cute as fuck bridesmaids dresses. So.
You're my maid of honor.
Yes, I am.
Whitney.
Yep.
I'm freaking out. I'm Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
It's 20 minutes before the ceremony. You have to be the wedding planner.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because that's the person that's always like, you got it. We have to go. Everyone's waiting. We have to go.
You have like a headset.
I am that guy, though, normally.
You were just that guy for the last hour.
That's true.
You guys, let's go. Let's go.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Zip it. Zip it. Zip it. Zip it.
Okay.
Zip it. Just okay, zip it.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Zip before. Get it up.
I don't know what happened. It's okay. I think it zipped.
The fucking...
I don't...
I don't know. Like, I don't know where's my bouquet.
It's working.
Where's the champagne? What the fuck? What the fuck?
Ladies, how are we doing
all the champagne?
How are we doing on everything right now?
Did you sign the prenup or not?
Good question.
Yeah. What's happening? You're having a pigeon. You're having a seizure. Is that a seizure? What's wrong? You want to maybe... okay, I know what we should do, mister. We should talk about...
You don't know Marco?
I don't know Marco. That's right.
I'm
Marco.
I talked to him for like the last 5 months.
I didn't realize he was Latino. I thought he was Indian. I had
this
a racist blip.
This is literally the worst day of my life. I thought you were my best friend.
I am. No, you were wrong. But the good news is that when people aren't your best friend, they can give you sound, clear advice, right? Because they're not biased. And I think what we can do is we can go rent a fucking car and get the fuck out of this hellhole and get on Tinder. Fuck this shit. You don't have to do this. We can turn this dress into like 8 tablecloths and start a Mormon family with Marco and just be sluts forever. No. What? No, I'm bombing. I'm bombing it. Bridesmaiding.
Maid of honor, are you?
Well, you're the one that fucking texted me on Facebook.
You fucked Jason. You owe me this shit.
No, it was him. First of all. I thought it was Gavin DeGraw. I got confused.
Whitney Cummings goes down as world's worst maid of honor.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, God, it's so stressful.
It is. It's awful. No.
The one situation I've had, and this is not funny, and I'm already, like, seeing this story bomb, but one time I got asked to be a bridesmaid, but it was very clear that, because, like, a lot of times, like, did you have a maid of honor?
No.
No. No, you didn't do any of that shit.
Nope.
No. You didn't have any bridesmaids?
I don't like
See,
to
that's a
rank my friends.
Cool. Cool. But I would be first if
Thank
you did, right?
You.
Okay.
Totally.
Making sure. I'm going to abort that story. It doesn't matter.
No, come on.
It's like, it's truly not that. It's just not.
No, it is. Come on. We want to hear your personal experience.
What it
was. You guys want to hear this or not?
Yeah. No, I feel like something happens where it's like when I'm generalizing, but in this particular, not a ton of my friends have gotten married, but when your friends, she was going through so much stress and I didn't know how to help her and I didn't know like what to do. And I just felt so far, it like fucked up our relationship. Like I went with one girl where I was in her wedding and she like screamed at me and I was like, you're a fucking psycho. And it, like, messed up our relationship. So I was like, why don't you just get married? I'll catch you on the flip side. Because I think sometimes it brings out the worst in people.
Oh, for sure.
If you do it the wrong way.
Well, for sure. But, like,
too much pressure.
Yeah. And also, you're making, like, one of the biggest decisions of your life. And and then you're supposed to have, like, this troop of people behind. I don't know. The whole thing's fucked up.
Fucked up
if
thing.
If you listen to Anna Faris is Unqualified, I talk a lot about, like, the wedding party shit.
The new thing is donate to a charity, right? In lieu of a gift. First of all,
I like it better together. I love that.
I'm with you. If I'm going to donate to your charity, I get to pick what, don't tell me what charity I'm going to fucking donate to, okay? Kids literacy. What? Every kid's fucking illiterate. That's just a kid. Like, I don't want you to tell me what cause is more important. Do you know what I mean? So you get a little list of these fucking charities just for white kids. And I'm like, no, if I'm going to give my money, it's going to be to a black child, first of all. And so that annoys me. And then I had somebody follow up.
I love a good slap.
Follow, and there's a hole, so it's perfect. Follow up a year later and go, hey, we noticed you hadn't donated yet.
Oh. What?
They were looking at their, like,
really?
People chance, like, checking your registry, and I got fucking called out for it, and then I had to fucking donate to fucking Teach Across America or whatever. I was shamed. I was called out. I was confronted and shamed.
I'm going to embarrass somebody in the audience right now. But because you slapped me so well on the other knee, the far knee, which is amazing.
I crossed the...
Allison Janney, is there any chance you would come up here and give me...
Allison Janney!
I love you.
Ah, the best.
Okay, so let's. So you guys are doing a scene
oh
together.
God, she's so talented.
No, all Allison is going to say is like, "I told you, bitch," and then just whack her like you do with me all the time.
Oh, seriously? I'm gonna get whacked.
Yeah, but she's good at it. Oh. No, it's good.
I do a lot of hitting. Ass.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my god. Right?
She's good.
That was intense.
Here, Sim, hold my
mic. That is, you've got quite a backhand on you.
I do a lot of slap. Like, you remember in Seinfeld, you know, Elaine does a lot of slap.
Yeah, but isn't there such a thing as a stage slap?
Yeah, I don't know how to do a stage slap. It's the adrenaline. I get so excited that I just, and I'm so, I love the reaction when I hit people because it's just, especially this one, you're so.
Let's say I'm standing in line for something. You're being impatient.
I really won't need it. Would you just get this thing so we can get out of here? Just speak up and ask. Just ask.
Oh my God!
She wants it somewhere else. Right. Got it. We're fine. Okay, come on, giddy up. Giddy up.
Okay.
No. Let's go. Come on.
It's a team effort.
I've got bruises right here, and I don't know, you know, we do our show, our mom show, and we, you know, we on Saturday mornings, we wake up with strange bruises.
That's what the show should be called, Strange Bruises.
I beg to differ a little bit.
Okay, you can, okay.
You're about to make out.
You know what, I should give you a good whack.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
All right, but on your ass, right?
On my ass, how is this going to work on a podcast? I don't understand.
Alright, you're waiting in line.
Okay. God, what is taking so long? I just want to get my latte and get out of here.
Come on, move. Line's moving.
There's someone right in front of me. All right. Just calm down. Line's Jesus. Oh!
Did that hurt?
Not at all. No. It didn't. It didn't.
She just had a rock hard tush.
I've got a hard ass. Listen, I'm going to. You guys are doing so well without me.
Stop! Allison Janney.
Allison Janney, everyone.
We have
music
lucky.
Too. I forgot about that.
I'm so lucky. Yeah.
Thank you, Josh.
Allison, I'm so lucky to get to work with you.
I figured out the reason her slaps are so good, if any of you are interested in like violence. I think I figured out is she doesn't like her hand doesn't bend to your body. Your body has to move out of the way of her hand. Like she doesn't, you know.
No,
that's all.
You're right. Listen.
Her hand just
I, yeah.
She's invincible.
It's true. But it always gets like the best, like jarring, like
smack. Yeah. It's upsetting.
And then people laugh and everyone's happy. Okay, so, are we going into deal breakers?
Yeah, let's do that now.
Sim, you know what's so funny? You normally like are the kind of the, you know, you normally sort of guide me as I go off track.
Right, but I feel like I shouldn't even be up here right now.
Because you're so nervous, huh?
Totally nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I'm not a performer. There's no reason for me to be up here right
now. I'm nervous too. It's okay.
You're not nervous. You're doing great.
Phil, thanks.
You are. You are. Let's keep going. Deal breakers.
The love.
Let's do it.
Yes.
By the way, it's healthy to be nervous. No, someone is.
You ever get nervous?
Well, no, but I'm mentally ill. I have a mental illness. Okay. It's different. Being comfortable in front of strangers is not healthy. What you're doing is healthy and normal.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. You will have
that.
A future. I won't.
Sim's the best. I could never, ever have done this podcast without him.
Aww.
And he's really like. It's true. Okay, so deal breakers, right?
Yep.
See, but this is when you're supposed to like help guide.
All right,
me.
We're gonna start with deal breakers right now. Let's do it. Let's move on to deal breakers, Anna. Okay. You ready? Let's do it.
So
yeah,
we're imagining you're single. Don't know if you are.
I don't have to imagine. Yeah.
Okay.
It's the easy one to lock into for me.
I think we should do the second one.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. Ready.
What? You normally at my house you would not cave like that.
You're right, that's true.
You guys, I'm not single
anymore.
You're
nervous tonight. Just gonna say yes to everything.
Yeah. Okay. You've been seeing a super hot guy for 6 weeks.
Okay. That would never happen, but okay.
Woo! I love the wooers.
I know.
That is awesome.
My agent. He's very supportive.
He is head automotive designer for Tesla.
Head automotive designer for Tesla?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And
I knew I lasered my vagina for something.
Oh, God. I forgot how gross this one is.
Oh.
All right. So, sorry. Shit. I tilted the hand. So, Tesla.
Okay. I'm listening.
And on board of the directors for Best Friends Dog Rescue Society.
Oh, one of my favorites.
I know.
What's happening now?
Everybody loves him.
It's about to get weird, isn't
it? He was never married.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in a series of relationships, mm-hmm. but has never presented himself as a victim. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean. You are having a great time, so you invite him back to your place to watch Stranger Things.
No.
During the middle of the show, he excuses himself and goes to the bathroom.
Yeah.
He comes back and says, "So sorry if it smells in there.
I left some Stranger Things in there."
Later, after he leaves...
Uh-huh.
Or should it be? No.
I wouldn't let him leave, so this is already...
Okay, yeah, not after leave.
Impossible.
All right. He's dozing a little bit. Let's say it's like 11:43 p.m.
I'd be passed out by then, but yeah.
But you go into the bathroom.
Yes, I do.
And written on the wall, in brown, it says, "I love you, Whit." Deal breaker?
No.
Yes.
That's someone who commits to the bit. I respect that. That's a power move. How do you argue with that? How do you argue it? No, that's fucking... Yeah, I'm in.
I love that.
I like this fucking... I feel safe with this person. Because he obviously gives no fucks about anything. Fine. Sure.
Great.
As long as he stays employed at Tesla, we will be fine. We will get through the rough patch.
That was one of our tougher deal breakers.
Okay.
And I love it.
You'd be surprised. Mine are very, weird.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The little things are sometimes worse.
Like what?
Like...
Okay, wait. What about this one?
Uh-oh.
He says he never voted.
Great one. He's an American citizen.
Okay, yes.
Right? I mean, yeah, I'm being...
Is he... what's he look like? Hot.
Hot.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a good reason. There are many times I have gone down to vote and I went to the wrong place. Just saying, he could have a point. It's very hard to vote in this country. It's very confusing. How old is he? What if he's 18?
No. He's 38 and he's sort of proud about it.
You know, fuck. Yeah, that might be a deal breaker. Yeah. But what's worse? What's worse? Never having voted or having voted for George Bush? What's worse? Do you know what I mean? Just trying to make a point here. Just trying to argue for my imaginary boyfriend. So that we don't imaginary break up in my head.
What about somebody who thinks that we never landed on the moon?
You know?
Oh my God, Whitney Cummings thinks that we never landed on the moon.
Seems like.
I am not stoned enough to have this conversation right now, but I did recently watch Stanley Kubrick documentary.
You know?
And it fucked up my whole head. I thought it until like a week ago.
Oh, don't you go into the shadows.
Oh, I'm so deep in the shadows.
Don't fucking do that shit.
Someone got me a peanut butter cookie, like pot cookie, and I watched that Stanley Kubrick documentary, Room 237 or something, right. And I was like, oh, we've never, I was fucking gone, dude. I was just like, Bernie Sanders, I was gone. I don't even fucking know anymore.
Okay, now we're going to do an improv. I play this character named Kayla.
You guys remember Kayla?
I love you guys. I don't know. I feel like maybe 80% of you just hooted for kindness.
I love how insecure you are. It's so sweet because you're so successful. It's so refreshing.
Oh, God. No, I am.
It's good. It's good. This is better. This is better than being like, yeah, they're fucking, I'm awesome. This is good.
Well, I do. I really do want people to like me.
So it's working.
I don't know. We'll find out. I only had like a half-hearted who. But
true comedian. I love this so much.
But I do like to play this horrible person named Kayla. Okay. No, you know what? I shouldn't judge her. I try to not do that.
Oh, I like that.
But
don't judge the material.
Yeah. Okay, so Kayla, your manager has suggested that you get a new personal assistant.
Yeah.
You as Whitney Cummings.
Mm-hmm.
Your manager says, you know what, Whitney, shit's getting out of control.
Yeah.
You need an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to submit this person's resume to you,
mm-hmm.
and now you are going to interview Kayla.
Kayla? Okay.
Yeah.
Already a red flag. Kayla?
Okay.
Email my assistant, Kayla.
We should figure out our setting.
Where are we right now?
Yeah,
guys, where are we right
where
now?
Where would you interview a personal assistant?
Oh, setting. Really? I feel like
yes,
I'd want... You wouldn't
like
want to
be... Coffee shop
just at your house?
Well, where would you want to interview a new personal assistant?
I have in the past done an in at my house because I want
to
see how my dogs react to them.
Okay, great.
Dogs tell you everything you need to know about a person.
Yeah, absolutely, that's true.
I have dogs all the time. Like a guy will come in and they'll be like, nope. And I'm like, bye.
Great.
Okay. My dog's already killed Kayla. Okay.
Hey, Kayla, why are you knocking on my table? There's a door right here. Hi.
Oh my God, hi. Oh my God, these dogs are so cute. Oh my God, they're all over me. They love me already. Oh my God, I love you guys.
I have a Shih Tzu. Why are you petting the air?
They're so cool. Hey, by the way. Hey, I'm Kayla.
What's happening to your hand?
Is it cool if I chill here first?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, do you need a water?
I have to tell you something.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm such a huge fan of yours.
I don't blame you.
It was like a really big thrill when I got the call that I got to come over and meet you.
Thank you. Are you? Do you have a sinus infection?
No, okay? I had one when I was a senior in high school, but I don't have one anymore.
Oh, cool. So what, let's get right there. What are your sort of, would you say your strengths as an assistant?
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm really good with people.
I can see that.
I know like how to micromanage pretty much everything, and I also I'm good with social media pretty much, and I also
but just social media, not other.
I'm a really hard worker, and I also is it okay if I have some like also okay. I'm really good with celebrities. I've known so many.
Oh, like who?
LeBron James.
Okay. Did you work with him or?
No.
Oh.
I think he wanted me to, but I was like, oh.
What other celebrities? I'm just curious, you know, just.
Oh, I'll send you. Oh, here's my resume. I brought it with
me.
Thank
you. Oh, great. Is it wet? Freddie Prinze Jr. That's promising.
I'm in a place in my life where I'm really ready to grow, you know, and I want to like grow.
Oh fuck. Fuck.
I really want to like help you grow and.
No, I just needed someone to pick up my dog's shit. You know, I mean, what kind of services do you usually render as a personal assistant?
I mean, I feel like I have a lot of experience sort of connecting people to each other because I'm such a people person. So I could, like, meet other people and then, like, help, like, coordinate
I'm on Tinder.
Interaction
I'm good.
Between, you know what I mean?
Okay, like people. So you're more of a, like a...
I'm kind of an entrepreneur as well. So I could help you, like, when you with your writing. I could, like, give my notes. Or,
Oh, well, thank you, Kayla.
I just feel like I have a lot to offer. Because I know that you are probably an entrepreneur as well.
I'm not really.
You're not?
No. Maybe you could teach me
you
how
have
to...
really sexy eyes.
Thank you. Really?
No, you really do.
Thanks, Kayla.
Honestly, you're really fucking hot.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, I've always thought you're hot, but I feel kind of starstruck right now. I'm sorry if I'm nervous.
You do not seem nervous. You seem very comfortable.
Really,
I'm nervous.
Really nervous.
I mean, this is stressful. Okay, so what kind of hours would you want to work, and what's your rate?
I'm thinking around 90 to 110 a year annually, but I also
$1,000,
$100,000, but
$900,000 a year.
No, 90. Sorry,
$90,000 a year for you to give me notes. Okay.
Or to 110, we can negotiate
to
later.
110. That's your window. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like to nap ever? Because I believe it's really good spiritually.
If you're getting paid that, you will never nap again. Are you napping right now?
I love you so much.
What?
I really feel connected. I think this is going to really work out.
No, I haven't hired
you. This is going to be amazing.
Oh.
We are going to be on a grand adventure together.
No, I have no. I still need a minute to process your vibe. This is.
I think you'll get it.
Okay. Kayla.
I need my resume back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Kayla starts tomorrow.
She
Actually, I actually do want business advice from Kayla because she will not take no for an answer. That is the, if I lived, like, if I was half as confident as Kayla, I'd have like accomplished all my goals by now.
I always like the idea of Kayla being somebody who really doesn't register any, clearly, you know.
Reality.
Just, or anything that anybody says, like the non-listener.
But she's so far ahead. I love, like, she's just not, I like that reality isn't a part of her, like, inner monologue.
Nope.
She's just, like, got her own thing going on.
She's delusional. And then, like, I mean, the vocal fry
she
thing.
She also doesn't even care if people hear what she's saying.
Yeah, she doesn't really give a shit.
What? It's such a power
move.
She's
got a lot of confidence. It's like, huh? She has a weird amount
of respect. I feel like she should be a publicist.
She lives with her parents in Pacific Palisades.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Good so for she, her.
Yeah, no.
I feel like her parents live with her. In her mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's her house.
Yeah.
They live with her. She's just nice enough to let them stay with her.
Uh-huh.
I need to get in her world.
Okay, so we might do
We're ready to call someone right now. You guys ready to call someone?